Jim Smith has been renting vacation homes like this one on VRBO for more than a decade.
12-foot shuffleboard table I got from the Blue Moon, which was a bar that closed down in Austin. I scratched.
He even remembers the first time he rented a house on the popular vacation home platform.
And I was so proud that I finally had my very first family in my very first house.
It was a visiting family from Mexico.
And they were so happy.
But 2 hours later, he got a call from that family. It was December, and there had been high winds.
One of the roof vents blew off, and a skunk had crawled into the roof. Oh, well. So that turned out to be a free customer.
Smith rents 5 units, and he takes it very seriously. That's why when the city proposed an ordinance for STRs, he thought it would be draconian. So he joined the 26-person community task force analyzing the issue. The task force is made up of neighborhood association members, STR operators, as well as representatives from associated industries. After 6 months of going line by line over a proposed ordinance, he's changed his mind about the role the city should play.
What's happened is that there's so many people that are doing this, and the people that are not paying hotel tax, that it creates a huge disparity.
Smith says because many aren't paying the more than 16% hotel occupancy tax, people can undercut him on price. And as a result, he's receptive to the proposed STR registry, to signage that identifies homes being rented with owner contacts, and more. While this is a pocketbook consideration for operators like Smith, neighborhoods worry about how short-term rentals will impact everything from housing costs to street parking.
It has increased the tension between neighborhoods and folks who are not from the neighborhood.
Rob Killen is a land use lawyer who also sits on the task force. He says the potential that Airbnb and other platforms have unlocked for homeowners and investors is explosive. In his work and on the task force, he's hearing concern about investors purchasing up whole homes and becoming absentee landlords.
It's a big concern.
Brian Dillard is the president of the Dignity Hill Neighborhood Association.
Because you break the fabric of the neighborhood, to be honest. We want residents. Like, I want long-term residents here. That's the whole point of a neighborhood, is you have neighbors.
Dignity's a transitioning low-income neighborhood. We're sitting outside a coffee shop in a storefront that had been vacant 2 years ago.
I got a tech company coming in right here across the street.
It's a neighborhood that has $500,000 homes and also drug and gang-related shootings. Dillard says with the influx of money, young couples, and developers, fears of an investor-owned Airbnb takeover are overblown.
And it really needs to be a contextual conversation to educate and inform those who aren't aware of what these platforms are and what the controls are with them and what the security's like and all that.
Airbnb, which is on the task force, says that most of the rentals on its platform are by people living on the property. Like a lot of near downtown neighborhoods, the debate over Airbnb and Dignity is wrapped up in conversations about affordable housing, newcomers, and higher taxes. San Antonio Development Services head Michael Shannon says across the country, people are talking about short-term rentals. They're trying to figure out
how it's affecting neighborhoods in general. Our neighborhoods, is it hurting and or really harming significantly the character of a traditional neighborhood?
Shannon says everyone on the task force is concerned with maintaining neighborhood integrity, but the city does want to keep short-term rentals. To address concerns over investor-owned properties, the task force is considering density requirements and potential rezoning or special permitting. The city's asked for a task force recommendation before Thanksgiving. After that, there are several steps, including a council subcommittee and an eventual vote. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.